Today we're going to be looking at rest, at peace. So we're going to just start by opening our Bibles in Matthew 11, verse 28. Starting at verse 28, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some ears of corn and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on the Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath, and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Let's pray together. Jesus, I pray that you help us understand what it is that you want to say to each of us through this passage. And that we'll just know your presence now. Amen. So we're looking at rest and peace. And does it feel like sometimes as you get older, you just have less and less time? Or maybe that it gets easier to get tired, exhausted, burdened. Maybe you have a really long to-do list. I really like lists, personally, because I love crossing things off the list. So sometimes even I've completed something, and I realized then it's not on my list, so maybe I took the rubbish. My mum might say I never take the rubbish. But let's say I did take the rubbish. I'll write it on my list, and then I'll go, "Oh yeah, take the rubbish," and I'll tick it off. But yeah, sometimes it just feels like we're not getting anywhere. We're completing things, but the list keeps getting longer anyway. And you're just getting exhausted, and you have work, you have college, you have exams. And it just keeps going. And then again, sometimes I feel like I'm a really ambitious person. I like making these lists. And I don't want to take breaks. I want to just keep working. Once a friend told me, he said that if you need something done, then ask someone who's really busy, and you'll know that they'll get it done because they're really busy. And then my thought kind of went to, oh yeah, I want to be that person who's really busy, because then people will ask me things, and I'm getting things done, and I'm just have this sort of ambition to keep going, and I don't want to take breaks, and I want to keep going, and I fill up my calendar, and then I crash, and that's not good. That's not what we want. So if we look at chapter 11, right at the beginning, verse 28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The word "burdened" here means a duty or a misfortune that causes worry, hardship, or distress. It's a heavy responsibility. Sometimes we feel like we have heavy responsibilities. I want you just to turn to the next person and just ask them, what do you do when life's stressful, when you feel like your calendar's filling up and your to-do list is just getting longer and longer? What do you do to try and relieve your stress a little bit? Okay, so sometimes it's really hard to think what can we do for rest, something that's really going to take us from thinking about all the stresses and things that we have and just forget about all of that and have a moment of rest. So what is Jesus trying to say here? What does it mean when we come to him for rest? This passage takes place on the Sabbath, which basically means it's their national day off. They have that every week. And it's one of their Ten Commandments to keep the Sabbath day holy, and they're not allowed to work. They have to take a break. It's what they have to do. And yeah, it's the S, so it's the Sabbath, it's the S of Shalom. So before we talk about how to rest, I want to talk about how we do the rest of the week. So we're going to talk about how we work, because before we think about the Sabbath, I thought it'd be helpful to look at the other 6 days of the week. God worked 6 days before he rested on the seventh day. In verse 29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So what is this yoke that he's talking about? So we have a picture of what a yoke is. It's basically just what they would put on cattle, cows, or other animals, just to help carry a burden, a load. There's some other pictures as well, just people carrying really heavy loads, really heavy burdens. Also, just nice pictures. So, so Jesus is talking about a yoke, and he's talking about taking his yoke upon ourselves. So what do you think it means? How is Jesus' yoke different to our own yoke? When Jesus says he's gentle and humble in heart, what does that tell us about his yoke? It tells us that the yoke that he wants to give us is something personal. It's made for you, and we can trust his yoke because he knows us. He wants to journey with us. As we do our duties, as we do things and cross things off a list, he wants us to know that it wasn't through our own ability, but that he was with us and giving us strength on the way, throughout the way. How do you feel Jesus' presence in your week when you're feeling stressed? Do you feel him there? Do you feel him helping you out? Jesus goes on in the next verse and he says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And then if you look right at the beginning, he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." So basically he's saying that he's willing to trade our burden for his burden. He wants to take our burden and he wants to give us his. The word burden is still has this meaning. It still has responsibilities. It still has duties. We're called to love people, to go the extra mile, and to work hard. You might even say that it's more of a tiring burden than the one that we have. So why is this a good thing? Why doesn't he just say, "Yeah, give me your burden, and then that's it. Give me your yoke, and that's it." He wants to give us a burden as well. Why do we have to do this swap? And here's the thing. It says in Psalm 28, verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." The joy of the Lord is your strength. If we want to give ourselves completely to him, then he will give us joy in what we do. He'll give us joy in our studies, in our work, and that's why his burden is good. We don't just suddenly have nothing to do, but in the things that we do, in the things that he gives us to do, he'll give us a joy in those things. He'll place things in our heart and say, "This is what I want you to do." And then when we do these things, we'll find really great joy that can only come from him. Do you feel like you're carrying your burden or Jesus' burden? Do you feel like you need to succeed and prove yourself? Because the burden here that Jesus is talking about isn't about the result, it isn't about succeeding, it's about the way that we do things. We do it for him, and then in that way we have joy. It doesn't matter about the result, the prize is in heaven. The prize is being with him for eternity. Keep inviting him in, talk to him every day. The Sabbath isn't a command, it's a gift and a promise that he will honor the work you do the other 6 days of the week. So make Jesus Lord of your week. So what about the Sabbath? How do we take a day off every week? Is that even possible today in this world, in the way that we live? There's things going on every day. How do we take one full day off? For Jesus, it looked like walking in a field, having some grain. So in the sleep or eat question, I guess for him it was eat. And to me, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, they were in a little village. They're by the Sea of Galilee. Sometimes they'd go out to the sea. Sometimes they'd go out into the fields. And in this case, they go out to the fields. And he's just chilling with his disciples, hanging out. But if we look closer, we can see that even in the way that he gives us different yokes, it's a personal thing for each of us. He also knows that we need to rest differently. We are not all the same in the way that we rest. In chapter 12, in the first verse of chapter 12, it says, "At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them." So the second point is refueling with Jesus. There are loads of different ways to rest. Sometimes it's just having completely unplanned time. Sometimes it's going on a hike, doing some sport or music or something that isn't your job, but that still requires some skill. It doesn't have to be just doing nothing. But the kind of end result is roughly the same. We want to kind of refuel ourselves. So we have a picture of three gauges. One's physical, one's emotional, and one is spiritual. Have a little look at those and maybe try and think whereabouts you are right now on each of those. And here's the thing. If one of those gauges are down, more than often, it would drag all the others down as well. There are different ways to rest. Different people do it differently. But if you only refuel one of those and the others are still down, then more than often you're still going to feel really exhausted. So how do we rest? Last Sunday, I came to church in the morning. I was in the band. I was playing bass. And then after church, I stuck around. I needed to speak to a few people. Afterwards, I kind of thought I should have done less, and then I could, because I needed to speak to some people, so I could have ticked it all off. But never mind. Then I went home, and it was my parents' community, and we had lunch, and we ate together, and then everyone went home, and then we washed up. And then it was about 4 o'clock by that point, so it'd been quite a full day up to there. And I kind of thought, right, if I sit down now, I'll get out the Bible, look at the verse, this Matthew verse, and I thought, I'll make real progress on this sermon, start writing it down, write it down my notes. I had about 2 hours, and then at 6 o'clock, I'll come to church for the evening service, and that would be a really good, full, productive day. So I opened my computer, opened the Bible, and opened the document that I had ready, because I'd already started looking a little bit at it, and on the screen, it was just kind of blinking there, the title. It said, Shalom, the healthy life, Sabbath, and then in brackets, it said rest. And I was like, right, what's this sermon about again? What's this whole thing? So I realized I didn't really want to do the sermon at that point. I was doing it so that I could make progress and cross it off my list sooner. That was basically what I wanted. It wasn't that I wanted to dig in and learn more about Jesus. So then I kind of went away and I had this whole kind of mental process and I was thinking, Jesus talks about doing good on the Sabbath and loving people, but then he speaks about doing rest. And is this sermon, should I be doing this? Is that rest? Is that chilling with Jesus? I don't know. I was kind of battling this in my mind. And then I got to the point and I was like, I really want to go, but I want to open this verse. I want to figure out what it is that it's saying and how we're supposed to rest. And then I kind of went back and I opened the computer again. And I was like, actually, no, I'm not going to do this. So after all of that, I decided, no, I'm not going to do it. And I was just kind of battling with myself and I decided, no, that's not the way I'm going to rest. Today, what I need is just to relax, just to kind of, in that case, sleep. It wasn't 4 o'clock at that point anymore. But I realized that I wasn't doing it for Jesus. At the end, maybe I was, but that wasn't what he wanted for me right at that point. I needed to trust in him. I needed to trust that throughout the week, he would give me the time that I'd be able to work hard at it. But on that day, that was the Sabbath for me, and that was where I needed my rest. Do you need to trust Jesus more? Do you need to completely trust him that he'll bring you peace and that you can have that day of rest? Which gauge is empty for you? What fuel do you need to put in? What's the right fuel? If you put in the wrong fuel in the car, it's not going to be very good. It's probably going to, I don't know, I've never put the wrong fuel in the car. Actually, no, we have. My mum's nodding. Probably wasn't good. This is all well and good. You might be thinking, okay, I need to walk with Jesus during the week. I need to work hard. Then you might be thinking, I need to read the Bible more during the week, catch up on my devotional. I pray more. Then maybe you're thinking about the Sabbath, thinking, okay, maybe I'll start by taking, it doesn't have to be Sunday, it could be Friday. You might be thinking, cool, I'll take Friday evening off, start slowly, and then eventually build. Maybe Saturday. Maybe this just sounds like a long list of things that you need to do and a load of rules. In verse 7, it says, in chapter 12, verse 7, it says, if you had known what these words mean, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. So what do those words mean? I desire mercy and not sacrifice. What is it that the Pharisees didn't understand? Why were they so angry that Jesus was hanging out in a field and eating some corn? If he was innocent, if it wasn't unlawful. The Pharisees get annoyed because they think it's all about them. And sometimes we think it's all about us. In our week, we work for God, not because we must, but because he gives us freedom and joy in what we do. On the Sabbath, we rest because it's a gift. The Sabbath isn't a sacrifice that we make. It isn't something that we say, no, I need to do this. It's something that he gives. It's something that God made for us. Sacrifice is about us. Mercy comes from him. When Jesus died on the cross, he was our sacrifice. He died and he took upon himself all our burdens. And just before he died, he said, it is finished. It's complete. That's shalom. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Then when Jesus rose again 3 days later, he defeated death. There's nothing more complete than that. He defeated everything. He's won everything. In Colossians 3, verse 23 and 24, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. We don't have to achieve anything, but we have to live for him. So who's Lord of your Sabbath? Do we rest because it's a rule, because we have to? Who's Lord of our week? Do we read devotional because we have to? Who's Lord of your life? I really like that verse in Colossians, because at no point does it say, achieve this for God. Succeed in this. It just says to work at it with all our heart. And I think it's a really amazing verse. And he will give us joy. He promises he'll give us joy. He says, come and rest. And he says that he'll give us joy. He'll give us his burden, and that his burden will be light. It'll be hard work, but it will be light. We're going to have some time now just to reflect on these things, reflect on different ways that maybe we need to seek God more. So there's a few questions that I just want you to think about in your mind. If we just all close our eyes, one of them is, do you need refueling? When you looked at those gauges, whether one of them or maybe multiple that you thought that you feel really empty on one of those, maybe you're physically exhausted, maybe emotionally you feel all over the place, or maybe spiritually, it just feels like a duty. Maybe there's just nothing there anymore. You don't feel anything anymore. And the other thing, you think about both of these things, whatever feels more relevant to you. So do you need refueling? And the other one is, do you want to give a burden to Jesus? Does the work that you have feel like you have to succeed? Or does it feel like you can just work and have joy?